नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, chapter entitled The Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasur, verse 19.
Suresha Kasma Nahino Shivajram पुरस्थिते वैरिनि मय्यमोघम् मा संशयिष्ठा नगदेव वज्र स्यान्निष्फल कृपणार्थे वयाञ्च सुरेश कस्मान्नहिनो शिवज्रम् पुरस्थिते वैरिनि मय्यमोघम् मा संशयिष्ठा नगदेव वज्र स्यान्निष्फल कृपणार्थे वयच्नाम् सुरेश कस्मान्नहिनो शिवज्रम् पुरस्थिते वैरिनि मय्यमोघम् मा संशयिष्ठा नगदेव वज्र स्यान्निष्फल कृपणार्थे वयच्ना
पुरस्थिते वैरिनि समम्
Mataji's word to word meaning.
Sura Isha, O king of the demigods, Kasmat, why, na, not, Hinoshi, you hurl, Vajram, the thunderbolt, Purasthite, standing in front, Varini, your enemy, Mahi, at me, Amogham, which is infallible, your thunderbolt, Ma, do not, Samshayishtha, doubt, Na, not, Gada. Gada eva. Like the club. Vajra. The thunderbolt. Syat. Maybe. Nishpala. With no results. Kripana. From a miserly person. Artha. For money. Eva. Like. Yachna. A request.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation.
O king of the demigods, since I, your enemy, am standing before you, why don't you hurl your thunderbolt at me? Although your attack upon me with your club was certainly useless, like a request of money from a miser. The thunderbolt you carry will not be useless. You need have no doubt about this.
Purport.
When King Indra threw his club at Vritrasura, Vritrasura caught it in his left hand and retaliated by using it to strike the head of Indra's elephant. Thus Indra's attack was a disastrous failure. Indeed, Indra's elephant was injured and thrown back 14 yards. Therefore, even though Indra stood with the thunderbolt to hurl against Vritrasura, he was doubting, thinking that the thunderbolt might also fail. Vritrasura, however, being a Vaishnava, assured Indra that the thunderbolt will not fail. For Vritrasura knew that it had been prepared in accordance with the instructions of Lord Vishnu. Although Indra had doubts because he could not understand that Lord Vishnu's order never fails, Vritrasura understood Lord Vishnu's purpose. Vritrasura was eager to be killed by thunderbolt manufactured according to Lord Vishnu's instructions, because he was sure that he would thus return home back to Godhead. He was simply waiting for the opportunity of the thunderbolts being released. In effect, therefore, Vritrasura told Indra, if you want to kill me, since I am your enemy, take this opportunity, kill me, you will gain victory and I shall go back to Godhead. Your deed will be equally beneficial for both of us. Do it immediately.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaga Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitam Cha Namo Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatanine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutvishaye Namo. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So we are seeing this wonderful pastimes of Lord between two groups, namely the demigods and the demons. But here there is a change. In the group of demons there is a pure devotee. So this is difference. So this entire chapter entitled The Transcendental Quality of Vritrasura. Now Vritrasura starts speaking and the inner feeling or consciousness will be revealed through these pages. What we see very prominently in this, like Prabhupada also in this purport has mentioned this word doubt 3 times. So very prominently this thing comes in this episode of Indra and Vritrasura fight is about the faith and doubt. Now who was having faith and who was lacking faith? We saw that Vritrasura had complete faith on the instructions of Lord. On the other hand, the king of the demigods, Indra, was supposed to have unflinching faith on Lord's instruction. He had doubts. So let us discuss today something about faith, because this entire episode talks a lot about that. So there are 3 things we'll be discussing. One is, what is the result of having faith in Lord or his words, scriptures? What is the result of not having faith in the scriptures or the Lord's words? And how, if we are lacking faith, how can we develop that faith? So Krishna explains in many places about people who are not having faith and having faith in Bhagavad Gita itself. So Prabhupada was once mentioning that knowledge is not necessary to develop faith, but faith is absolutely necessary to acquire knowledge. We can have knowledge and we cannot have faith, so it will not serve the purpose. If I have knowledge of something, suppose we take a train ticket. I take the train ticket from Bombay to Calcutta. I have the faith. The knowledge is there. But without faith, how will I purchase the ticket if there is no faith? So faith we must have in every walk of our life. Without faith, we cannot deal even in material life. What to talk about the spiritual life? So we see examples of the South Indian Brahmana. He was sitting in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was reading Bhagavad Gita, even though he didn't know how to read, but he was reading Bhagavad Gita, holding the copy of Bhagavad Gita upside down and crying in ecstasy. And the other people, they were also Brahmins, but they don't have faith. And we saw the result. The faithful got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the faithless didn't get anything. We see that in also the wives of Yajnik Brahmanas. Yajnik Brahmanas, they are doing Yajna for Lord Vishnu. And when Vishnu is coming and asking, they are not ready to give. But the wives of these Brahmanas, when they heard about the names of Krishna and Balaram, immediately whatever they had, they gave it. It's like, if you take example, a wife of an army officer. Now army officer, they go on duty, so this person, army person, has gone on duty to the border and wife is at home, so worshipping the photo of the husband, doing arati and puja and worshipping. And one day husband has come and he's knocking at the door that now I have come back home, but she is saying, I am busy right now with my worship, please don't disturb, wait for some time. You are worshipping the photo of husband, the husband is standing outside. So this is how faithless people actually, they may look like very scholarly about scriptures also, but if they don't have faith, it's as good as like not having any knowledge. And we see also in this demigods, they were lacking faith. Every time we read about, in Krishna book about any demon, demigods are most fearful. They are the entities who are most fearful. Even though they every day drink amrit, they drink nectar, they are not immortal, but they are very long duration of life. But still, kind of immortal, but still they are fearful. When Agasura was there, even Indra and all other demigods were fearful of Agasura. They were fearful of Bakasura, so many. And Krishna just killed. And even Krishna is killing all the demons, one after the another, demigods are still fearful of the other demons. Not having faith. On the other hand, coward boys who were staying with Krishna, who were playing with Krishna, whenever any demon will come, or sometimes there's a talk. When Agasura was there, he was lying down, appearing like a mountain, like a cave. So all the coward boys started speaking that, you know, it looks like it is a mountain, but it looks like a snake. So they were talking in detail, and one of the Gopa, he says that, what if he is the real snake, we'll be killed. And then one Gopsaka says, why should we be bothered? Even if he is a real snake, Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari Sita Nam Lakshman Hanuman Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, if he is a real snake, we don't have to worry. Krishna is there. I'm very happily clapping and smiling and laughing, they entered this mouth of Bhagasura. Because they had complete faith that Krishna will protect us. Krishna is completely, absolutely capable of giving shelter to everyone. And that is why so fearlessly they will be praying. Otherwise, if people had less faith or have no faith, they go out with playing. Suppose some people go out for playing sports and some demoniac forces, they come and they attack. Who will go next day to play? Even if you are saved by someone, we may not be convinced to go next day. But these cowherd boys had so much faith on Krishna. So this kind of faith is not, it is demanded by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna demands this kind of faith. We'll see later how to develop faith. And we chant. So, faith is very nicely connected with chanting, because chanting is also on faith. Why the mind disturbs in chanting? Why we become sleepy, or why we actually sleep in chanting, is because of faith. It has a connection with faith. Most of the time, the mind wanders and we start planning something. We are planning for the day, for next month, for next year, for whole life, for next life. We are just planning, and when we see that mind is wandering and the planning, we go off to sleep. Now, why we are planning? Because we still have very strong tendency that we are controllers. If Krishna is the controller, in this pastime also, in Samudra Manthan Leela, we see everything is actually done by Krishna. So, we are lacking that faith, and so mind wanders. So there's a great need to develop this faith. So this is, we see in many pastimes, so we will not discuss much, we will rather focus on how to develop faith. We see many pastimes where people who had faith in Krishna, they were saved. In Mahabharata also, Duryodhan and Karna, they didn't have faith in Krishna. Even though sometimes they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they didn't take shelter. They had faith on their own prowess, on their own power and skills. But Pandavas, they were fearless while taking shelter of Krishna. Draupadi, till the time Draupadi was trying with her own power and ability to save herself, Krishna didn't come. She was trying to pull, you know, when Dushasana was trying to pull her sari, she was trying to stop. At the last moment, she was trying to hold her sari within her teeth. Holding. But she couldn't do. Dushasana is a powerful demon. What this lady can do. But till that time, Krishna was not interested in coming. As soon as she raised her both arms, you know, calling out for Krishna, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopijan Vallabha, immediately Krishna was there. The people in the same pastime we see, when devotees also sometimes, if take shelter of our own skill, then completely if we take shelter of our own skill, then we see result is not very good. And sometimes Krishna will intentionally, just to teach a good lesson, just to make sure that devotees take shelter at his lotus feet, he will bring impediment in our life. Because Sri Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion that even a Kanishtha, even a neophyte devotee is out of karma. He is not bound by karma. Karma is over. Then how we are practicing devotional service and becoming affected so much? That is because we are because of lack of faith, because of not taking complete shelter. So Krishna is creating such a scene that we take shelter.
Once one devotee was mentioning, Maharaj was mentioning that Krishna wants all his devotees to come on their knees in front of him, practically and literally. That means Krishna wants devotees to take shelter of him. And why is he demanding? He is demanding like that, you know, motherly nature of Krishna. Like a protective father, like a caring mother, who is telling a child, to an infant, that don't go out of this boundary, don't go out of this protection, you will be in danger. You must stay at home. When any mother, when the child, they start walking, you know, on their knees they walk, you know, half walking, or they just started walking, it's not that mother will allow them to go anywhere. Sometimes when a child walks, they want to go up the stairs, but mother is pulling forcefully against his will. So that is what Krishna is demanding. And this will come by developing faith in these words. Till the time we don't take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, till that time we keep going, keep going, keep going, one life, next life, 10,000 life, and Krishna will be very patiently dealing with us. It is that how do you make the correct decisions? And the other person says experience of what? Of the bad decisions. So if we are not in shelter of Krishna, that means we are taking shelter in our own power. We will be going on, and Krishna will be, you know, putting impediments regularly, and then one day we'll be thoroughly frustrated and then come to Krishna. So both ways are available. Prabhupada says either you take stairs or you take the lift. And we have experience when lift is not working, how difficult it is to go by stairs. So that is how difficulty is there in that. Even Mahaprabhu says, Shraddha Shabda Vishwasa Shruda Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahaya. Shraddha. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada says that entire bhakti is based on Shraddha, faith. And as we progress in this stages of bhakti, Shraddha keeps increasing. At the level of first stage, which is Adho Shraddha, that is, the faith is not very strong. It's just a interest. Some interest. Okay, let us see what these Hare Krishna people are doing. Let us see this beautiful temple, come inside. Prabhupada said if someone decides to just come inside, he's wandering in the world and he decides to come inside the temple and see what devotees are doing, that is Adho Shraddha. And with that his bhakti starts. But there are many chances that he will go back. And we see people coming and going. Till the time of Anartha Nivritti, people can go back. It's only at the stage of Nishtha. Nishtha is not the perfection of bhakti, but Nishtha is the stage where our faith is firm. Conviction is very strong. And that time devotee never leaves Krishna. Whatever impediments Krishna may put in his life, he will not leave. Just somehow or the other, we should try to reach at that level of Nishtha, where we will never leave Krishna. What happens to faithless? Krishna says many places in Bhagavad Gita, the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada is writing. In 10th chapter also, Arjuna is saying, Arjuna herein confirms that a person of faithless and demoniac nature cannot understand Krishna. So faith is not there, we cannot understand Krishna. So many examples. We see this example of disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Ramchandra Puri and Ishwara Puri. We see the faith of Ishwara Puri in the words of spiritual master, in the words of scriptures, that just by serving spiritual master we will attain all perfection. Do we need knowledge? Prabhupada was having once morning walk with some devotees and the topic was faith.
Prabhupada says, do we need knowledge for bhakti? Prabhupada said, no. Knowledge will come. You start, even if someone, he may be a dull-headed person, if he somehow serves Vaishnavas and chants, takes prasad, he will develop all knowledge in due course of time. Krishna will reveal. But many people, maybe big scientists, may do PhD in Bhagavad Gita, may not become devotees. Or they may not chant. They will not chant. They will not practice. So faith is first thing. Knowledge will be revealed later. So here same thing saying. Arjuna herein confirms that the person of faithless and demonic nature cannot understand Krishna. And also we see, even faithless person, they will know about Krishna, they will see Krishna at the time of death as death personified, which Krishna himself says. So the time of death, he will know. Once Prabhupada was interviewed by one person, and this fellow asked that, Swamiji, you are practicing Krishna consciousness. Okay. But when you come to know at the end of your life that Krishna doesn't exist, what will happen to you and to your followers? If you know that Krishna doesn't exist only at the time of death, then what will you do? Prabhupada said that we will see later. First you tell me, he said, even if Krishna doesn't exist, we are living a very gentlemanly life. We are living a nice life, following four regular rules of chanting. We are happy. Even if Krishna is not there, we are happy. But now Prabhupada asked him a question, that you are not practicing devotional service, you are not worshipping Krishna, not following regulations. At the time of death, if you come to know that Krishna exists, then what will you do? Then you will be completely under control. So, that faith is required. Also, Krishna says in, but ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Samshayatma vinashyati. So many times Krishna is speaking this. So this is what happens to the faithless people. So even if we are practicing Krishna consciousness, now we may say that we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we have faith. We have faith in Krishna, that is why we are chanting. That is why we have come here. We have taken initiation. We have joined the temple. We agreed. We have faith. But if we just remain stagnant, why our bhakti is stagnant? Because faith is stagnant. Faith is not, is still a very, you know, soft creeper. Faith is not becoming strong like a tree, unshakable. And that is why bhakti is not increasing. So anyone, Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj writes an article from where this I'll be talking about developing faith. He says that we must know what faith is, and we must know what is my faith. How much is my faith in the process? So what is lacking? It's the faith. Everything else will fall in place if we have faith, and everything will fall apart if we have no faith. That is the foundation of a devotional service. Entire Bhagavatam is talking about faith. Prahlad Maharaj, what kind of faith he had? Did he see Krishna in his life before Narasingadeva appeared? Yes, he was seeing everywhere. How that faith, which was installed by Narada Muni. Hiranyakashipu, faithless creature. Kunti had so much faith. All the pastimes in Bhagavatam talks about faith. Even we see, even in pure devotees also, there are different level of faith. When the wives of Yajnik Brahmana, they came to meet Krishna, that is a place near Akrur Ghat, where Krishna was there and they came to meet. And Krishna, they wanted to go with Krishna. But Krishna told them, no, you go home. What did they do? They went home. So that is why they could not enter Vrindavan. It is said, Akrur Ghat, that area is a transcendental boundary between Mathura and Vrindavan. But gopis, when they came, in the middle of the night, Krishna told them, what are you doing here? Okay, you have come to see forest, you have seen the forest, now go back. They didn't go. That is why their devotional service is considered highest. Even more than the wives of Yagyik Brahmanas. But they didn't go back. They had faith. We have come to right place. So even at that stage, the faith differs. The faith, the degree of faith varies. So how can we develop this faith? From initial interest to full conviction. From Shraddha to Nishtha. There are 3 degrees of faith. Like we have 3 degrees of devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. So there are 3 degrees of faith. The faith of Kanishtha Adhikari will be very, very soft and can be broken at any time. A person who is a Madhyam Adhikari, his faith is very strong. He may not be able to defeat others, but his faith is strong that he will remain. And Uttam Adhikari, he can give faith to others in the process of Krishna consciousness. So, Srila Prabhupada was asked once, how can we develop faith? We can develop faith by only associating with faithful devotees. That's the first process. When we associate with devotees who have strong faith, then we will develop that faith. Any quality we want, we have to develop with a person with the same quality in much more higher degree than us, then that quality will come into us. When we associate with devotee, we will start chanting, we will come and take darshan of Krishna, we will take prasadam. Sevan mukhai jivado, Prabhupada says. By the tongue, not by eyes. Our process is not by eyes. How can we develop faith with eyes? How many actually come and see that here is Sri Sri Radha Rasbihari standing personally? Handful. But we hear. We hear about Krishna and we chant Krishna's names. That gradually increases our faith in our heart. Now we may say we have faith. So if we have faith, we should check, are we hearing sufficiently about Krishna? Are we continuously eager? Not only hearing, okay, we are attending Bhagavatam or we are hearing other class. How much are we eager to hear about Krishna? Because if we know, suppose if I know that, you know, somehow my relation is with Prime Minister of the country. There's some connection which has come out. And we are strongly connected. So now I want to know everything about him. I want to know him. I want to go and meet him. And how much fired up I will be to connect with him. Here we know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Eternal Father, Eternal Master. And we are his eternal servants. How much enthusiasm we have in practicing Krishna consciousness. So enthusiasm also is connected to faith. If we don't have faith, our enthusiasm will be very hollow and it will not sustain for long. We hear so many times, the words coming out from the lotus mouth of spiritual master is coming actually from Krishna. But how much faith we should check? How much faith we have? Do we have complete faith on what all Srila Prabhupada is saying? If Prabhupada is speaking, you know, what actually Krishna has spoken, if Bhagavad Gita as it is, which we distribute, is it as it is, how much faith we have? So we have to, on a regular basis, we must check our faith. Otherwise, our faith will remain on a very, very primary level, very shallow. It will not go deep. And we were discussing yesterday about Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Sri Krishna was explaining this. Bhakti Sagar is the ocean. And even if we are sitting at the ocean beach, some waves will come. And that is why we are here. Some waves are coming. But then we should gradually go inside that ocean. And swim in the waves and go deep down in devotional service. Then faith will be there. So faith starts with chanting and hearing and serving Vaishnavas. You can understand, Prabhupada saying, you can understand God simply by service. There is no other way. And the faith begins from the tongue. That means chanting. Because chanting will purify the heart. And the real identity will come. That will give us faith. So one devotee asked, and then Prabhupada spoke more about faith. He says, faith begins with tongue, with chanting and taking prasadam. Prabhupada is so merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Yesterday we were discussing with some devotees that, you know, sometimes we become very casual, we become relaxed. That's, you know, it's like this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Without any tapasya, practically zero tapasya. There's no tapasya. And yet, with this process, we can realize the absolute truth perfectly. And Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty? It has come, you chant, you dance, you take prasadam. In one lecture, he was explaining that you chant and dance, and then you are tired, you take prasadam. And then you will again get energy, you start up, again do some service. Again you are tired, take some book, start reading some book. Reading a book will fill you with enthusiasm, go out and distribute books. Prabhupada is actually giving the schedule of the whole day. Only thing missing is he never said that if you are tired, you take rest. Prabhupada said if you are tired, you read. And then he adds, faith does not begin with the mind. Even I saw this first time. As most of the people may think, or even with the eyes, faith does not start with mind. Sometime earlier days, I used to also think, many people I discuss, they say, how to develop faith? Shall I start thinking that Krishna is supreme, I am servant, how can I think? A mind is a foreign entity and it is contaminated. How with that mind I can understand about the absolute truth? With the mind only people will become what? Speculatives. Philosophical speculations will come. By simply engaging the tongue in Krishna's service, we can understand the highest truth. Because developing faith is not like developing a muscle. It's not like we'll go to gym, and then we do some exercise, and gradually the muscles will develop. So make a sahaja also. You know, I am a gop sakha, I am a manjari, so let me start thinking with the mind, and then we may not become there, but we'll do something here, nasty thing. A few years back, there was one person in UP, not a devotee, but a policeman. So he's a policeman, and he somehow, this, you know, such a fool, he got this conviction that he is Srimati Radharani. He started wearing this, you know, lehenga and all that, started dancing for Krishna. His wife ran away from the house because so much negative publicity was happening. Wife was so embarrassed, either I am leaving and going. Still this fellow continues. So that, you know, like we know one devotee is, he met some Babaji, and Babaji told him, you are a peacock in the spiritual world. So he started, you know, like peacock making sounds in the room, trying to fly. Prabhupada said, yes, you will become peacock next life, but not in spiritual world, in material world, because your consciousness is fixed on peacock. So how can we take help of such a contaminated mind understand Krishna, who is free from any contamination. With the mind, there is no process in bhakti which you can understand with the mind. So here very clearly it is mentioned, not by mind, and not by eyes, not by ears, just by tongue. Ears is hearing, but not even with eyes. Our process is not seeing the process. So we cannot develop the faith by practicing, like we develop muscles by going gym. We cannot develop faith like this. And how can we develop faith? We make our endeavor to attain it. But ultimately, faith is a gift of God. So many times we have heard that Krishna, when he sees a conditioned soul, a living entity, is trying to understand Krishna by reading the books, by hearing about Krishna, Krishna becomes so happy and gives him all the knowledge from within. And he says also, Krishna, that within the heart of the living entity, I am seated, and with the torch light of knowledge, I destroy all the ignorance within the heart of the living entity. Jnana Deepena. With the deep of Jnana, the sword of knowledge, he destroys all the illusion. So very interesting. And we can understand and start thinking at least, that are we controllers, are we doers? Because what we do, suppose I put effort, 50% effort in something, so I should get 50% result. But result sometimes becomes 100%, sometimes becomes 0%, sometimes 10%, sometimes 80%. Next time I will put effort 100%, result may come 200%, or result may come 50%. So my effort and my result have no correlation, because it is coming from the past. My previous karma is also affecting. So even in a materialistic way, we can understand this. So what to talk in the process of bhakti? Bhakti, the process of bhakti, unlike karma kanda, jnana kanda, and dhyana kanda and other, bhakti is a path of grace. We cannot become bhaktas, we cannot achieve bhakti. We receive bhakti. We cannot demand Krishna that I am chanting 16 rounds, I am chanting 64 rounds, you must give me Krishna consciousness. If Krishna says I am controlled by my devotees, so I am chanting 64 rounds, and Krishna, now you must be controlled by me. You must surrender unto me. We cannot demand that. Krishna is controlled by the love. So similarly, when we practice, so it's like chanting. A chanting week is going on. So Bhakti Bhagavat Maharaj was saying, we should not chant with the mood of attaining or completing the chanting. The mood of acquiring something, and the mood of, you're like, I want to chant. Chanting should be done in the receiving mood, with the attitude of receiving the mercy of Krishna. It is not that 16 rounds Indradun Maharaj came, and he was giving this Rath Yatra. When he came, he was telling, even if you just chant without any knowledge, without anything, without any faith, it will certainly act, because holy name is so powerful. But if we change the desire, our desires, the quality of our offerings and the chanting, to that degree it will affect. We don't chant because I want to become pure devotee, so let me chant. I am chanting because I want to please the pure devotee. And he is pleased, he will give mercy. So this is a path of
grace. We must endeavor to attain, but ultimately faith is a gift of God. When we prove our sincerity, we are given more of it, along with spiritual knowledge. So faith will also come. We have to prove our sincerity. And faith will also come, and knowledge will also come. Both the things will happen. So that is why faith is not dependent on knowledge. Knowledge is a follower of faith. If we have faith in Krishna, so much knowledge. Like Shabari in the Ramayana we see. She was serving this her guru. And her guru and all the people in the ashram, they left for spiritual world. And Shabari is asking Gurudev that what will happen to me? How will I be delivered? So Gurudev said, you be here. Any time, any day, Sri Ramchandra will come. And you serve him. And he will deliver you. Just by that statement of Guru, she was actually delivered. Because if Guru is giving some instruction and I have complete faith, I am delivered at that moment. Now only we are here so that we can execute the orders. Otherwise delivery has always happened. And every day we saw how, we hear how Shabari was, you know, bringing the, what do you call, berries. And she will taste and keep. Every day she will clean the ashram. Because any time Lord Ram can come. After many, many years she became old. And she never gave up the hope. We never read in Valmiki Ramayana that Shabari was doubting. Hare, my Gurudev has said whether Lord will come or not. Whether Lord has ended his pastime and went back to Vaikuntha. Whether my Gurudev is enough, sufficiently powerful to make such arrangement that I will meet Ram. That is the faith. We talk so much about parampara. We preach about parampara. The knowledge only in parampara can help us. But how much we have faith in parampara? Do we have faith that my spiritual master is telling me, you practice Krishna consciousness, you chant attentively 16 rounds, follow 4 regular principles, read Prabhupada's book, distribute Prabhupada's serve, and you will meet Krishna at the end of your life? Prabhupada said once, one who will distribute my books till the end of his life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will personally come and take him. Now how much faith we have, that we must check. That is what is given by scriptures and shastras. I am not saying. Well, I am also a faithless person. I pray to all of you, you bless me so that I can develop some quantity of faith. Faith in holy name. It starts, the first thing starts with the faith in Guru. Because all the instruction will come from Guru. If I don't have faith on the Guru, what I will follow? My Guru says, you chant 16 hours attentively. If I don't have faith on him, why will I chant 16 hours attentively? So many problems people used to take to Prabhupada. Prabhupada is just say chant nicely. Things will be taken care. So if I don't have faith, and my Gurudev gave me some order, and I see some impediments are coming. In Prabhupada time, so many. Who has faced more impediment than Prabhupada? More obstacles in executing the mission of his guru, who faced more obstacles than Srila Prabhupada himself? 1922, he got instruction to preach. 1933, he got initiated. Same instructions are coming. 1936, 15 days before, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur disappeared, gave the same instructions. And after 30 years in 1966, some seed was taking shape in the form of registration of ISKCON in New York. How much obstacles? And we have some obstacles, we say no. I don't want to follow my guru. There is some problem. Let me follow higher authorities. The higher authorities will tell you same thing. Some problem. Go to Goswamis. You go to Goswamis. They will tell you same thing. No. Then you go to Srimati Radharani. No, same problem. Because problem is not with them. Problem is with us.
Then Srimati Radharani finally supposed to take you to Krishna, and Krishna is standing under Vamshivat playing flute. What is the problem? I don't want to follow any one of these. I want to follow directly you. Krishna will stop his flute playing and he will slap us. And we will be back to pavilion. It has happened. In Padma Purana there is a story of one person who went to Vaikuntha. He reached Golok Vrindavan, but he didn't follow. He rejected his guru. He said, my guru is very slow. What instruction he is giving, it will take long time. He started following on his own and he reached Golok Vrindavan. And he is seeing Krishna Balaram playing with cowherd boys. He is trying to talk, but no one is hearing him. So then Krishna Balaram appears to him. He said, Krishna is saying that you have come here, but you will not be allowed to enter. He said, how can I enter your pastimes? He said, you have to go back to planet Earth, follow your guru, serve him, and then come. What is my situation? What is our situation? That person is sent back. So the problem is with us, with the rebellious mind, with the independent mentality of enjoying. And it may come because we have studied some philosophy, it may come in a different shape. We will not discuss much because, you know, time also, and it may take a, you know, we talk about so much about parampara, and yes, ours is a shiksha parampara, but that does not mean that I ignore my diksha guru. He is also my shiksha guru. Prabhupada says, your shiksha guru is all diksha guru, same. So faith is missing. Otherwise, how even a new person in Krishna consciousness, with few days in Krishna consciousness, chanting few rounds, he goes out and meets some of the demoniac people and he preaches them, and that person agrees to chant one round because that person is having faith in him. And we don't want to keep faith in the seniors. That will not work. So everything starts with faith. The basic, here the problem was faith. Indra was not having faith on Lord Vishnu's words. Then on whom you will have faith? If Vishnu is telling, and Vishnu personally, Sakshat, he appeared before Indra and demigods, told them that you take Dadichi Muni's bones, and Dadichi gave up his life just to save Indra. And thunderbolt was made by Vishwakarma. And that thunderbolt, Indra is not able to release because he is fearful whether it will work or not. And Vritrasura is preaching. So one devotee on the lighter side, he was saying that whether it is Vritrasura and Indra Dev or it is Vritra Dev and Indra Sura. Who is a devotee? And here Vritrasura is saying that you kill me and you will gain victory and I shall go back to Godhead. Vritrasura is telling Indra that you will gain victory. You want material world? You remain in material world. I want to go back to Godhead? I'll go back to Godhead. So this is very important for us. Sometimes we fight on petty issues. But then what? Because I want to acquire something in material world. Okay, you keep. Other devotee take a humble position. Goes back to Godhead. So we saw what happens to faithless people. What happens? The result, one who has faith on Krishna, even a slight faith will help him to grow in Krishna consciousness. And how actually can we develop faith? Not by using our senses like eyes and mind, but just by serving, by tongue. That means by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So if we chant more, the more faith will be instilled in our heart. Thank you very much. Is there any comment? One comment we can take. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Granthā Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki.